The Lum and Abner Show, on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show with Miss Edna Best, Andy Devine, music by Opie Cates, and starring Lum and Abner.
Abner, brace yourself for this, but what would you say if I told you that I'd throwed my hat in the ring?
Well, I'd say it's about time he's throwing that old relic someplace.
No, I mean, I'm running for office, for mayor of Pine Ridge.
Without a hat?
Look, Abner, when I say I'm going to throw my hat in the ring, I don't mean I'm actually going to do it.
Oh, just a campaign promise, huh?
No.
What ticket are you running on, Lon?
Well, I'm calling myself the reform candidate.
Well, that's better than others have done.
The only trouble is, so far, I ain't found nothing to reform.
Well?
No matter how hard I look, I just can't find no vice around here, nowhere.
No, the good old days are gone, I reckon.
You don't realize how serious this is, Abner.
Serious?
Why, sure. When a reform candidate can't find nothing to reform, things are in pretty bad shape. And it's high time somebody got in there and messed things up again. Well, now that you know the stand I've taken, tell me honestly, what do you think of your old partner embarking on a political career?
Well, Lum, I don't know, but I'd say you're embarking up the wrong tree.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Yes, more than 10 million refrigerating units have been built and sold by Frigidaire. Frigidaire is number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Hey, look, Abner, there's a batch of fellas across the street. Run over there and give them some of my campaign buttons.
I've done hit them, Lum.
Oh? How'd you make out with them?
Two of them tried to hit me back.
Abner, do you get the feeling that I'm a little unpopular with the voters?
No, I don't think you're unpopular. They just don't want you for mayor.
Grannies, I could change all that if I could just find something to reform.
Well, you might try reforming them fellas I tried to give your buttons to. Such language right on a main street. You hear what they call me.
You'd think there'd be something around here I could reform. I had one good stunt studied up, but it fell through. I was going to demand that the pool hall be closed by 9 o'clock every night.
What happened?
Well, I couldn't get Dad Crockett to keep it open that late. Well, come on, let's distribute some more campaign buttons. I want to get them spread around in good strategic places. Put them where they'll do the most good.
Well, I've already done that, but I'm scared to death some dog is going to dig them up.
Are you idiot? Now we'll have to go back to the store and make up another batch of them.
Lum, I still think you ought to buy some campaign buttons of your own instead of taking them old ones and painting your name on them.
Yeah. Look at the money I'm saving.
Well, yeah, but if it rains twixt now and election day, there's sure going to be an awful hot race between Landon and Grover Cleveland.
Oh, it ain't going to rain. Come on, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. Let me get a candy bar out of this machine.
No, Abner, we ain't got time for that.
It'll just take a second. Now, let's see what kind do I want.
Abner, hurry up.
Do I want an almond crunch or a coconut dream?
I don't know what you want, Granny.
I think... No. You know, every time I get an almond crunch, I always wish I'd have got a coconut dream.
Why don't you get a coconut dream, then?
I don't like them.
All right, get the almond cruncho then.
No, the nuts hurt my teeth.
Well, get something. If you're going to, get one of them marshmallow big boys.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I eat an awful lot of them. Just wish they didn't give me the hives.
Hurry up. Well, Abner, don't hit it like that. You're going to break the machine.
Well, a dad blame thing got stuck in there, Ron.
Now, wait, you ain't going to get no place fighting it that way. Here, let me show you how to do it.
Oh, let's skip it, Ron. Come on, let's go.
Sometimes you can get the coin loose by just jiggling the lever here. Just keep your head and don't lose your patience. Easy does it. Easy. Dad blame his thing.
Hey, wait a minute, Ron, you busted. Come on, let's go, man.
No, now, wait. You put a nickel in here, and I grant you ought to get something back for it. Who owns this machine, anyway?
Well, I reckon Luke Spears does. It's in front of his lunchroom.
All right, come on. We'll go in there and see Luke about this.
Now, Lon, don't start no fuss with Luke. Now, let's go.
No, sir. You ain't going to let Luke get away with this. The trouble with you is you let folks push you around. Now, get in there.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't shove me, Lon.
Hey, Luke. Abner put a nickel in that machine out there, and he never got no candy.
Well, what do you want me to do? Stir him up a batch of fudge?
No, he simply wants his nickel back. Or a marshmallow big boy.
No, I don't, Lum. I can get the hive some other way.
Well, how about it, Luke? Are you going to do something about this, or is Abner going to have to get tough with you?
Now, Lum.
Sure, let him get tough if he wants to.
Abner, don't take that kind of talk off of nobody at no time.
Well, I will make an exception now and then.
Go ahead, Abner, let him have it. Go on, pin one on him.
All right, stand still, Luke.
Here, get that campaign button off of me.
Mom told me to pin one on you.
And as I can see right now, I've got to handle this myself. Luke, I demand that my innocent, trusting little friend here gets his nickel back out of that crooked machine you got out in front there.
Mom.
Look, I don't own that contrarn thing. Fell at the county seat named Sweeney does. Take it up with him.
All right, get Sweeney down here. Abner will fight him, too. I ain't afeard for Abner to fight anybody.
Mom, I've got to give up some of this fighting before I kill somebody.
Hurry up, get hold of Sweeney.
Well, I'm going back and call him right now.
Good.
So, as long, let's get out of here. You're embarrassing me to death. Now, drop this silly idea before you get us both into trouble.
Drop it, nothing. This is just what I've been looking for my political campaign. This is giving me something to fight for, something I can sink my teeth into.
A marshmallow big boy?
No. Oh, a cause. I'm going to wipe out the candy machines and protect innocent victims like you. Fight for the rights of the little man, the common man. I'm going to ride into office on the back of the common little man.
Now, just a minute. I ain't going to tote you nowhere.
I got it, Mom. Going to be here at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Good. And, Mr. Spears, let me say this to you. As the future mayor of Pine Ridge, I intend to see that all graft, all vice, all corruption, all...
Oh, tell it to Sweeney.
Get up out of the barber chair. I just want to talk to you about the trouble that Lum's got me into.
Now, Abner, don't talk to me about trouble. I've just read the saddest thing.
Mose, have you been reading Little Women again?
No, sir, it's my cousin Waldo. Aunt Cletus wrote me the saddest thing about him. It's just plumb heart-rendering.
Yeah. Well, now listen to what happened to me. I was down...
Yeah, now let me read you this letter.
Now, wait just a minute, Mose. I was first.
Now, let me see. I think this is the sad part here. We got a card from Papa from Mexico City. He thinks he is closing in on the president of our pyramid club. No, that's not the part.
Well, that's pretty sad.
Oh, here it is, Abner. Listen... You know how shy Waldo has always been. Never was able to express his thoughts.
Well, bless his heart. Bless his heart.
But then, one day... Waldo sent in for Professor Harper's home course on the art of self-expression and studied real hard every night. Oh, and studied real hard. Every night, the light in his room burned all night long.
Well?
He never could remember to turn the thing out.
Well, Mo, about my trouble now.
Waldo studied so hard, he completed the 6 weeks course in only 4 months.
He's sharper than I thought he was.
Yeah. Yesterday, Waldo graduated by registered letter, and he was so happy because at last he could express his thoughts clearly, concisely, and fluently.
Well, good for Waldo.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Abner. Here comes the sad part.
Huh?
Then came the blow. After spending all them months learning how to express his thoughts so well, Waldo discovered he had no thoughts to express.
That poor little varmint.
Life is so cruel.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear what life has did to me, Mose. I tried to get a candy bar out of that machine in front of Luke Spears' lunchroom, and the dad-blame machine got stuck.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but then Lum made a big scene with Luke over it. Got him to call up the feller that owns the machine. He's even basing his whole campaign for mayor on me getting my nickel back.
Well, he's right. If you put a nickel in there, you are to get a nickel right back.
Yeah, but that's just it. I never put a nickel in there.
Well?
I put in a slug.
No!
Walkaways, will you? You going back to the store?
Well, not right away, Mr. Niles. I'm supposed to be handing out Lum's campaign buttons. Here, would you take one,
Why,
please?
Why, certainly. Sure, glad to. Vote for Honest Lum Cleveland.
Uh-oh. Bad paint job. Here, let me give you a better one.
Well, as long as you're giving me a campaign button, I'd like to give you one of mine.
Oh? What are you campaigning for, Mr. Niles?
It tells right on the button there.
Oh, there's such small print there, I can't read it hardly.
Well, here, I'll read it for you. It says, voters of Pine Ridge, with hot weather just ahead, now's a good time to choose a new refrigerator. And here's a good way to be sure of a good buy. Don't buy on claims. Buy on proof. Proof of top performance. Proof of top value. Yes, your Frigidaire dealer will show you convincing proof that Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator, gives you more for your money, feature for feature, dollar for dollar. For example, here's what you get for as little as $209.75. You get safe cold from top to bottom of a full family-size, fully equipped Frigidaire refrigerator. Every inch of space safely refrigerated. You get the famous Meter-Mizer, simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. It's quiet, trouble-free, economical, and only Frigidaire has it. You get double easy quick cube ice trays. Flick a handle, the tray slides out. Lift a lever, the cubes pop out. Only Frigidaire has them. You get a big one-piece solid brass super freezer, roomy enough for 15 pounds of frozen foods. It's first in Frigidaire. And there's the automatic cold control with a safety cycle defroster. Also first in Frigidaire. You get a big roomy hydrator, one-piece all-steel cabinet construction, and all-porcelain food compartment. And above all, remember this. Only Frigidaire has the Meter-Mizer. Imagine all of this for only $209.75. So visit your Frigidaire dealer tomorrow. Learn about liberal terms. Remember, when you buy on proof, you buy the best. Buy Frigidaire.
How did you get all that on that one little button?
Very simple. I wrote small. See you later.
Hi,
Granny's Avenue, this candy machine caper's turned out to be the best publicity stunt I could have got. Everybody in town's going to be down there.
I know one that ain't.
Now, listen, Abner, you've got to be there. They're going to take your picture.
They'll take my fingerprints, too.
Mose Moose is going to be there with his camera to take some publicity pictures.
Oh, him.
I want to get a good one showing me, honest lum, reform candidate for mayor, forcing Sweeney, the candy machine baron, to return your nickel to you.
If you get that, it'll have to be trick photography.
If these pictures turn out sensational enough, we might get one of them picture magazines to use them. Like Look or Click. We might even get Life.
Oh, I doubt if we get over 6 months. Lum, there's something I gotta tell you.
Now, wait a minute. Here comes Lady Brilton. She's gonna help me write up some history-making remarks that I'm gonna think up on the spur of the moment and toss off at the rally this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Ah, come in, Lady Brilton.
Why, hello there.
Abner, I wish you'd go somewhere where you won't interrupt us. We're about to compose.
Well, you better let somebody interrupt before you start to decompose.
Now, just what trouble are you having with your political address, Mr. Edwin?
Well, I know what I want to say, but I find myself a little stinted in my grammatical subjunctives. Special in the dangling participles and my choice of dictions.
Huh?
Now then, Lady Brilton, I figured what we'd do is sort of take this thing and knock it out together.
Knock it out?
Yeah, punch it up.
Punch it up?
Yeah, throw in some good hard socks.
Hard socks?
Yeah.
Oh. How many rounds do we go?
All right, Abner, don't stand there braying like a donkey. Get busy and do something. Get yourself fixed up for the pictures this afternoon.
Lom, I ain't going down there.
Oh, yes, you are. How can I protect your rights if you won't take orders? Now then, where was we, Lady Brilton?
Well, we were about to punch the socks about a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as a starting point, what is your address about?
Oh, well, that ain't important. See, this is a political speech.
Yes, I know, but...
You see, it don't matter so much what you say, just as long as you put it in big words.
Oh, I see. Do you use sentences at all?
Oh, yeah, I work in a few. If they don't interfere with what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Edwards, you have a very interesting point there.
You mean the one his head comes to?
Now, here's the way I figured I'd start it out. As champion and guardian of the rights of the common little
Lum,
man...
before you get any deeper into this mess, let
Abner,
me just...
go away. Can't you see I'm doing this for you? I'm protecting your rights.
Well, is one of them rights of mine that you're protecting the right of free speech?
Certainly. Now, shut up. As champion and guardian...
Well, come in, Opie.
Abner, keep quiet. As champion...
What can we do for you today, Opie?
I want a can of sardine.
As champion and sardine of that...
Can of sardines, you say?
Oh, yes. You see, Uncle Luke, he makes me feed them to the cat to keep her from howling when I start to practice on my clarinet.
Oh, clarinet. I never knowed you was musical decline.
Look, you two music lovers carry on this high-class discussion out in the alley.
How come you to take up the clarinet, Opie?
Well, I suppose it was just destiny.
Well?
You see, when I was just a kid of a boy, we moved into a house, and the people that lived there last left the clarinet in the flower bin.
Uh-huh.
And Mama, she always hated to waste anything, so she made me start taking lessons on it.
Where was we now, Lady Brilton?
Well, I believe...
I remember it had termites in it.
The clarinet?
No, the house we moved into. It was right across the street from Charlie Scott's place.
That's all very interesting, Opie, but right now, if you don't mind...
Charlie Scott, he has a mustache.
Can't blame it, Opie. Will you get out of here? Go back in the feed room and take Abner with you.
Yeah, come on, Opie. I want to hear more about this. You know, I'm a musician myself. I own a cornet.
You do?
Well, I don't actually own it, but every Saturday night I take the pawn ticket over to the band concert and they let me set in with the boys.
Now then, as champion and guardian...
Did you ever play in a band concert at Clinton, Opie?
No, but I played at all the Republican rallies during the last election.
Did the Republicans hire you to do that?
No, the Democrats did. I really don't know why, but they call my clarinet their secret weapon.
Well, hey, wait a minute. I believe you just give me a hidey. Opie, how much would you charge to bust up just a small rally?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, I ain't got any cash right now, but I'll give you a whole sack full of Lum's campaign buttons.
All right, that's the deal, Abner. That's generally what I work for anyway, buttons.
Well, come on, Opie. Lum's motioned to me to get over there. Now, tell me again, Opie, what's the name of that piece you're going to play?
Glowworm.
You sure you know how to play that?
Oh, sure. Don't worry about how I play it, Abner. Anything I play, it always winds up glowworm.
Well, come on now, and don't forget what I told you to do.
All right, I will.
All right,
hey, Abner, come here. Hurry up.
I'm coming. Keep your shirt on.
You better run over to the barbershop and see what's keeping Moe's moods. He's supposed to be here with his Kodak to take the publicity picture. Wait, there he comes now. Thank goodness. Hurry up, Moe's.
I'm sorry I'm a little late, Lum, but I had to do some retouching on my camera.
Retouching on the camera?
Yeah, you could hardly see the Mickey Mouse on it anymore.
Well, now, look, Moe's, I want you to get some shots showing me standing...
Hey, Lum, how much longer are you going to fool around here? Sweeney's here, and he wants to get that candy machine opened up and be on his way.
Well, you just tell Mr. Sweeney to hold his potatoes.
Well, I don't like it neither, Lum. All this crowd in front of my lunchroom, blocking traffic.
All right, you hold your potatoes, too, Lou. There's going to be a big political rally held here this afternoon.
Going to be an awful lot of potatoes held here this afternoon.
Well, I reckon we might as well get started. Everybody's here. Come on, Luke. I want to meet this Sweeney feller.
Yeah, get this thing over with. I want this crowd broke up. Tell them to blow.
That's sort of the plan I've got in mind.
Come on, Lum. Mr. Sweeney.
Yeah?
Shake hands.
Well, wait a minute, Luke. Got your camera ready, Moe's?
All set, Lum.
Go ahead, Luke.
Mr. Sweeney, shake hands.
Well, wait a minute, Luke. Admiral, which side of my face do you think photographs best? My right or my left?
Oh, because you ain't got much of a choice there, have you?
Do you like my profile all right?
Well, I can't see it with your head turned to one side that way.
Now, look here. I was called over here because the vending machine was stuck.
All right, Luke, go ahead.
Mr. Sweeney, I don't know why, but meet Lum Edwards.
Yeah. Well, how about this candy machine?
Did you get that shot, Moe's?
Got it, Lum.
Good. Now, I'd like to get one with Abner in it. The common man. Try to look little and common, Abner. Try to look simple. That's perfect. Mr. Sweeney, I wonder if you could look a little more menacing and corrupt.
Now, look here, Mac. I didn't come up here for a screen test.
Now you're getting it. Go ahead, Moe's.
Got it, Lum.
Good.
Now that the formalities is completed... I'd like to open up that machine, if you don't mind.
Well, we'll get to that. Don't worry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make a few impromptu remarks. That is, if I can find the paper I wrote them down on.
Now, look, Patrick Henry.
Here we are. As champion and guardian...
Hey, Lum, allow me to bust in here and announce that I've arranged for a special musical treat for your political rally.
Why, that's wonderful, Admiral. That's just what a rally needs. Good rousing music to sort of break things up a little.
This'll break it up, all right. ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce a musical treat, I'd like to say to all the music lovers that I have a clue to the phantom voice on the Sing It Again radio program.
Abner, we ain't got time for that.
Now, here it is, folks. An early love helped him perform an act that took the world by storm. Now, for any of you folks who didn't get that, I'll be glad to stand here and repeat it 80 or 90 times.
Get on with the musical treat.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Honest Lum, Mr. Opie Cates will play a clarinet solo by himself called Glowworm.
Thank you. I will now play Glowworm Glamour Glamour.
Thank you. Let her flicker.
Abner, does that sound exactly right to you?
Oh, ain't that beautiful?
Abner, maybe you better stop him.
What's the matter? Don't you like music?
Sure I do, but I'm afraid some of our crowd don't. They're starting to leave.
Well, let them, the smart aleck.
No, I need them here. That's fine, Opie. Thank you very much. Opie, I said that's fine. Thank you very much, Opie too.
Yet, Lum.
Oh, yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Cates. I'm sure we were all amazed at the way you rendered that number.
Oh, I ain't so great.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, voters of Pine Ridge.
Now, wait a minute, Mac.
As champion and guardian of the rights.
And
of...
now for his second number. Mr. Cates will play. What else do you know, Opie?
You better stick to Glowworm.
Well, now play Glowworm.
Ladies and gentlemen, as champion and guardian of the rights of the little common man, cut it out, Opie! I need to protect and uphold. Opie, will you shut that thing up?
What's the matter? Am I playing it too hot for you?
No, too often. Abner, will you take your talented friend and rock that clarinet? Hey, Sweeney, what are you doing there?
Just what I come down here to do, opening this confounded candy machine.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness the showdown of the holding battle betwixt the forces of evil as represented by Mr. Sweeney here and me, Honest Lum Eddard, candidate for mayor. That flaming open, shut that thing up!
When? Look here.
Uh-oh. Sweeney's got the machine open. Get the camera ready, Mose. Mr. Sweeney, would you mind holding Abner's nickel up so as we can get a picture of it?
I'd love to. Here it is. Go ahead, shoot.
Got it.
Fine. I'd like to get a print of that picture. Might come in handy at the trial.
Trial? What trial?
Yours. This ain't a nickel you bird stuck in there. It's a slug.
A slug?
Yeah, a slug.
How do you reckon that got in there?
Abner Peabody, you traitor.
Now,
double-crosser, you Arnold Benedict.
Now, wait just a minute now, Lum. Wait a minute. You said you wanted some publicity, didn't you?
Well, sure, but
well, I don't guess you're going to get it then. Just look what I use for a slug.
Yeah, it's a little tin button. Says, vote for Honest Lum.
Lum and Abner will be back in a moment, but first, here's an important question. Have you seen America's most beautiful electric range? Your Frigidaire dealer will show it to you. One of the 8 different Frigidaire models will be just the right one for your kitchen. See it tomorrow. See proof that it offers you more for your money in beauty, in easier cooking, in real value.
I wish you'd stop moping around the store. Now, things ain't as bad as you try to make out.
I don't know how they could be any worse. Here, I had a chance to win that election, but thanks to you, I lost it.
Well, now, you don't need to feel so bad. Leastways, you never come in last. You nosed out Grover Cleveland by 2 votes.
Love and After Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire Division of General Motors. Manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. See you next week. This is Wendell Niles speaking, CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.